12:22, and when the others get here, I'll take the testimony. I have explained to the author we are only going to take testimony from anybody from out of town today, but we will primarily take proponents today. But I'm going to hold final disposition until Monday. So with that, I will introduce the sponsor,
Thank
Representative
you, Madam
Holbrook.
Chair.
Welcome.
Jim Holbeck here, and I am not going to take any of your time here because I'm going to wait until Monday and explain this bill thoroughly. But we do have Jeannie Dukeshire here from the city of Parker, and she drove out. We got the notice to her late afternoon, and so she's out here. And I do wish that you would listen to her because, she will not be able to be here on Monday. So thank you with that.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to local government. We're pleased to have you.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for hearing me this morning. I came in late last evening when I heard that this was going to be presented today. My name is Jeannie Dukeshire, and I'm the finance officer for the City of Parker. I would like to explain to you my position on this particular bill and support of it. It's simply put, it is a fairness issue. This is an issue with the librarians and within the city government, as they are governed by the Board of Trustees through a different set of rules and regulations as opposed to other entities that we have within the city. And the fairness issue comes when we talk about salaries and benefits that go along with the package that the city gives the other employees. The city gives the library their monies in total, as they do any other department within the city. But that's where the likeness stops. We can sit with a package for all of our city employees, which would include a librarian. The Board of Trustees on the library board can come in and ask for it, or say that they would like to have a different rate for that particular librarian, and we have no, and I, for a lack of a better word, I say control over that. We are in no way saying that we as the city wants to run their library. We have competent people to do that. But when we as a city government are setting salaries and benefits for all of our other city employees, you can imagine the problems that arises when a library board may come in and say that they would like to give that particular person a different salary than what we are gauging the other employees by. It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. We could be setting something higher and the library board may come in and say that no, they want something lower. So it is just clearly a fairness issue. It's a fairness issue on benefits, vacation days, we give longevity pay. All of those type of issues are a factor in wanting to keep everything fair for all of our employees that are governed with that. I thank you very much for your time. If there are any questions or anything, and I will be happy to be back on Monday when you hear this again.
Thank you. Senator Albers?
The money to pay the librarian comes from the city funds.
That is correct.
But the city fathers don't set the salary.
We cannot, by the way, the statute reads now. For an example, we can say our street superintendent will get $10 an hour, our wastewater superintendent can get $11 an hour, and our librarian will get $10. They can come in and say, no, we wish our librarian to get $11, because we allocate the money, and that is all the control that we have over the expenditures of that.
Madam Chair, I have one more question. I guess this would apply to all cities, not necessarily to Parker, but in your own case, do the employees of the city of Parker participate in the South Dakota retirement system?
Yes, they do.
Do the librarians?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
One other thing that I might mention also, that this is not new to cities. There are two AG opinions out there. The city of Huron asked the same question, and I believe it was Hartford that has asked the same question as far as where their cities lie as far as availability on setting those things, and the AG has given opinions on those. So it's not just something that Parker is dealing with. It is kind of statewide problem.
Madam Chair.
Senator Bitter.
I'm just curious, if the library board sets, let's just say $10 an hour, and the city feels they should give them 11, do they have the authority to do that?
Excuse me, Mr. Bitter.
If the library board sets the salary at $10, mm-hmm. but the city decides that they think she's worth $11, right. do they have the authority to do that?
No, because the library board sets that. If they want to keep that, that's correct. It's what the library board.
Mm-hmm. Are there further questions? Seeing none, are there other proponents of 1222? Proponents. Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony, and we will take action on Monday.